Okay, when I looked at this passage, that question really stood out to me. What happened to the nine? So I really wanted, to just pull apart the passage and say, okay, what happened to them? So I'm just going to share with you some thoughts, because I think all of us can say, yeah, we want to be the one that returned to give thanks. But nine didn't, so why not? Well, the first thing that I wrote down was that they were doing what they were told to do. They were told to go to the priests. So yeah, God's told me to do this, I'm off to do this. And in the midst of doing what God has told us to do, sometimes we lose sight of God. We can be so busy doing that we stop relating, we stop being thankful, we stop keeping that intimate relationship with Him. And it's a huge trap, because we think we're doing so well because we're doing what God told us to do. They were told, go and show yourself to the priests. Number two, their eyes were on their need and not on the one who answers need. And Paul brought that out really well with his testimony. So often we're focused on what our need is. They needed healing. And when you think of leprosy, you're thinking of terminal illness. You're thinking of being an outcast. You're thinking of the fact that you've lost family, you've lost income, you've lost everything as a leper. And their eyes were so focused on what they needed that they lost sight of the Lord. Number three, they were thinking about their blessings. Oh, yes, I'm healed, I'm going home. Because as a leper, they couldn't be home. They couldn't be with family. They were outcast. And many times when God blesses us, it's like, yay, God, now I have this, now I have that. And sadly, a lot of people, when they get blessed and they have favor and God does amazing things for them, they lose thankfulness and they lose connection. And I believe God wants to bless us more than He does, but it's because our hearts haven't got that habit of thankfulness that we become in danger of losing connection, because we're just so blessed. Don't let riches be your downfall. Number four, the nine were on a mission. They were not just going home. They had a message to share. Do you know what Jesus did for me? Man, I've got to go tell Aunt Susie. Man, I'm going back to my village and I'm going to turn my village upside down. This is what Jesus did for me. Now, sadly, there are many people who are in full-time ministry who are far from God because they're focused on what they're doing and their mission and their calling. In the midst of talking about our destiny and our call, let's not lose sight of relationship. God's looking for sons, not servants. And we can be so busy serving that we forget the relationship that God's looking for. Someone picked up on this. They could have had a habit of complaining. Ever been there? Oh, life's so tough. Yeah, I've got this disease and, I've lost my family and blah, 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 blah. This has gone wrong and that's gone wrong. When we get into a habit of complaining, it's very hard to step into thankfulness because we have trained ourselves to be negative. Thanksgiving helps us keep that positive edge. The last one that I put down was that all nine were Jews. It was the Samaritan that came back. See, for the Jews, healing was their covenant right. They had a right to be healed. It was the children's bread. And the moment that we think that we have a right to something, we lose thankfulness for it. When we think, well, I deserve it, I should have that. That's mine. We lose that aspect of thankfulness. Yet the Samaritan said, you healed me. You didn't just heal those Jews, you healed me. I'm a foreigner. Jesus, you healed me. And I think sometimes in the midst of us knowing our identity in God, that we can lose our thankfulness for what he gives us. He is God, and he is good. And it's his mercy that we rely upon. So why is thankfulness important? Well, the one who returned fell at the feet of Jesus. That tells us that there was that connection, that intimacy. I'm sure he wasn't looking at Jesus' feet for long. I'm sure moments later he was looking up into the face of Jesus. And somebody said he wasn't just healed, he was made whole. Another reason I believe that thankfulness is important, we see it in this man's life. Jesus said, your faith has made you whole. He didn't say heal, he said whole. When we give thanks, we build our faith. When we give thanks, we get more than just our needs met. We have relationship, we have acceptance, we have that vital ongoing relationship with the Lord and with one another when we become a people of thanks. I believe Jesus is wanting to do more than just heal bodies and meet needs. He wants to bring us into a depth of relationship that thanksgiving will bring us into. So in closing, our Thanksgiving Sunday, I want to thank the people who have put in the effort to put on some amazing displays up there. Thank you. Thank you for those who have sung songs, shared testimonies, done drama, just contributed to this meeting this morning. Because I believe that we want to be a people of thankfulness.